Si Dante is a very friendly and charismatic person. Everyone likes and loves Dante as a Bible study. He is a people person, a servant-hearted person. And it seems like marunong magturo ng salita ng Diyos. He even disciples other men within the group. Si Dante, of course not his real name, is well-loved and received. After several years, kinagulat ng Bible study group na nalaman nila na si Dante pala ay nagtuturo ng maling katuruan. Ang kanyang katuruan ay nagsasabi na si Kristo daw ay hindi tao. Si Kristo ay Diyos lamang. He believed in the deity of Christ but denied his humanity. This caused confusion, heartaches, and disunity sa kanilang grupo. And now, hindi lang siya ang nagtuturo ng mensahe na ito. May nakumbinsi siya isang member ng church na ito. And both of them now are debating yung group, teaching yung maling katuruan na ito, and this caused a lot of heartaches sa group. This caused a lot of issues. Kaya ang Bible study group na ito ay nagsabi na sa kanilang mga elders, and immediately yung mga elders addressed yung situation. After a series of confrontations and messaging, hindi na po nagpakita ang mga false teachers na ito, and one of them na kung saan nakumbinse ay hindi na ngayon member ng church na ito. He was removed from membership. He was excommunicated. True story. Ito ay galing sa iglesia na kung saan karamihan tayo ay nanggaling sa Redeemer. At ang iyong lingkod ang mismo ang inassign to handle yung task. False teachers. Itong false teacher na umatake sa Bible study group na to slowly came unnoticed. Unrecognized. And has caused a lot of problems. Paano ba natin malalaman ang characteristics ng isang false teacher? Is there a way for us to know before it's too late? Our passage this morning will address itong issue na ito. Tayo po ay nasa second to the last week ng ating sermon series sa 2 Timothy, which we have entitled Final Words from Death Row. This is Paul's last letter sa kanyang beloved son in the faith na si Timothy. Pastor Timothy ay isang young, timid, inexperienced pastor na may mga health issues. Paul entrusted the church sa kanya, yung church ng Ephesus, under his pastoral care. And now Paul writes to him in chains, na nakakulong sa Roman prison. Sinulat ito ni Paul kay Timothy to encourage this young pastor in his struggles, urging him to stay faithful. Magpatuloy siya sa gawain, magpatuloy siya sa mensahe ng gospel na pinasa sa kanya. That good deposit entrusted to him sa gitna ng trials and hardships na hinaharap niya personally, at hinaharap niya sa loob ng church ng Ephesus. We have seen so far from the past weeks, Paul strongly urges this young pastor to be unashamed of the gospel, to boldly proclaim it, to preserve it and pass it on to the next generation. Last week, Paul warns Timothy about the false teachings that were destructively spreading like cancer sa loob ng Church of Ephesus. Kung hindi ito mapipigilan, para itong cancer nakakalat. Sadly, ang naging effects ng false teachings na ito had caused many saints in Ephesus to be disheartened, ungodly, and sadly, some swerved from the truth and left the church. left Paul and Timothy.
Ngayong umaga, Paul goes on to warn ulit Timothy of the difficulties that will emerge the church. He warns him about this time yung characteristics of the false teachers. And he wants him and the church to be discerning, to identify, and to confront itong mga mamang ito. Paul also urges Timothy to hold on to the truth of the word and carefully handling of God's word, kasi helpfully handling God's word and counters yung mga maling turo na ito. Paul's warnings and encouragements ay hindi lamang para kay Timothy. Hindi lamang para siya sa church ng Ephesus. Ito rin po ay para sa atin dito sa Crossroads sa panahon na ito. Ang aking panalangin para sa atin ngayong umaga is that we would be spiritually discerning. Spiritually discerning. So that we can tell kung ano ang false prophet from a true preacher of God's word. And be reminded that in the midst of this, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against Christ's church. Ang mga false teachers will be exposed. Ang mga false teachers will be revealed and judged one day. They will not have the last word. God will. The main idea in our passage this morning is this. The local church is called to continued faithfulness in difficult times of godlessness. The local church is called to continued faithfulness in difficult times of godlessness. The passage is divided into two points. Number one, a caution about faithlessness, verses 1 and 9. And number two, a call to faithfulness, verses 10 hanggang 17. Number one, a caution about faithlessness or godlessness. Verse 1, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. Let's stop right there. Last week, Paul reminded Timothy that no servant of the Lord Jesus is to be involved in any foolish talk or evil word fights. Instead, he must correct the opponents with gentleness and patience, hoping that the Lord would grant repentance sa mga opposers of the gospel na ito, and that they might come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But Paul doesn't want Timothy to be naive. Paul is a realist. He also gives him the reality of the difficulties na haharapin nila sa church, na as a church, sa last days. Ano ba ang last days? Ang last days ay isang term that is repeatedly used sa scripture that refers to last period of days. Last period of days between Christ's ascension and Christ's return. So yung gitna niyan po ay yung last days. So ang sinasabi ni Paul kay Timothy at sa church in Ephesus na sila ay living in the last days before Christ returns. And then he gives him a warning, a caution, na sa last days na ito, sila ay magkakaroon ng mga difficulties. Haharap sila sa iba't ibang klaseng paghihirap. At anong itsura ng mga difficulties na ito? Well, he tells them sa verses 2 to 5. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God. Paul reveals ang source ng kanilang difficulties, at ito ay nagmumula sa mga godlessness or faithlessness ng mga tao sa last days. The last days are difficult days because of difficult people. These characteristics mark the people and culture of the Greco-Roman world, at ito ang context where Timothy is living and serving. Yan yung ministry context ni Timothy. Yung mga nakalista na ito, yung mga tao. Pero ang primary concern ni Paul ay hindi ang greater society or at culture, kung hindi ang false teachers na may ganitong klaseng characteristics and teachings who are slowly creeping in. Slowly teaching into the church community. Yun ang tunay na concern ni Paul. And he warns and he cautions this young pastor of his. This is the reason why Paul urges Timothy and the church to understand. Ang ibang rendering dyan is to mark or to know or be familiar sa mga characteristics na ito para sila maging handa dahil ang preservation na, at ang purity ng gospel po ang nakataya. Yung word na understand dyan is present continuous. Kailangan maging aware ka lagi. Kailangan maging watchful ka sa mga ito. Ang verb dito ay nasa future tense, which means hindi lamang ito tiyak na mangyayari sa panahon ni Timothy, kung hindi mangyayari din ito sa panahon natin ngayon. So verses 2 to 4, Paul lists 18 characteristics that mark people of the last days. At may pang 19th pa sa verse 5. So a total of 19. Makikita natin ang similar na listahan na ito sa last part ng Romans chapter 1. Halos similar po yung kanilang sinasabi. Kung papansinin ninyo, it started and ended with the word love. Hindi ba? Love. Or should I say, a misplaced love. Sabi sa verse 2, lovers of self. Lovers of self. Self-love. Self-love ang central focus ng tao after ng fall. It's all about us. Ito ang isang bagay na hindi natin kailangan ituro sa sarili. No. Hindi mo na kailangan turuan ng bata na mahalin niya ang sarili niya. Ah. Basta tuwing umiyak yan, hindi iiyak yan dahil concerned siya sa iyo. Iiyak yan kasi concerned siya sa mga pangangailangan niya. So dun pa lang. Kapag ang central focus ng ating attention, priorities, at affections ay ang sarili at hindi ang Panginoon, kasalanan po kaagad ang kasunod nun. Kasalanan kaagad ang kasunod dun. Ayon kay Matthew Henry, self-love brings in a long train of sins and mischiefs. When men are lovers of themselves, no good can be expected from them. Kaya siguro inuna ni Paul ito sa listahan eh. Kasi ang self-love, kumbaga nagsisimula yan, nag-overflow na lang yung ibang kasalanan from it. Self-love will lead to trust and rely on money to bring happiness, security, and significance. Pansin niyo ba yun? Self-love makes one proud and arrogant, thinking everything they have and achieved is because of themselves and not of God. Self-love hardens the heart. It hardens the heart to love and care others. Instead, they use and abuse others. Listen, children. Children who are here. Self-love leads to disobeying your parents and rebelling against them just to get your way. Self-love will breed discontentment sa puso natin. At kung hindi tayo contento, we are not thankful for anything. Anything na binigay ng Panginoon sa atin. Self-love leads us to care less about God's holiness. Kasi we will always seek happiness devoid of His holiness. Self-love hardens our hearts to forgive others. Kasi we will always seek, because we become heartless and merciless, unappeasable.
which is not a mark ng isang tunay na nakatanggap ng biyaya at awa ng Diyos. Self-love slanders others to make one look superior to the rest. Self-love leads one to be out of control. Out of control yung passions. Brutal. With no love for what is right. They betray relationships. They become reckless sa kanilang decision and become conceit and proud sa kanilang kasalanan. The great reformer John Calvin writes, "He who loveth himself claims a superiority in everything. Despises all others, is cruel, indulges in covetousness, treachery, anger, rebellion against parents, neglect of what is good, and such like." These are the characteristics that describe the people of the last days. And friends, these are the characteristics that describe men and women in Dubai in our day. Pansin niyo ba, ang mga smartphone companies always update ang camera features nila every year? So-and-so pixel compared from last year, which is last week. Okay. Mabilis sila mag-upgrade, ano? Dahil itong increasing demand ng karamihan ng mga kanilang clients. Gusto ng karamihan ng higher quality ng cameras along with sophisticated apps to enhance or even manipulate their photos and videos, making one look attractive, convincing, and likable sa social media. It's all about the likes. It's all about the positive comments. It's all about the number of following or followers. According sa isang scholar, tayo ay nasa narcissistic age. And I believe that to be true. We are in a narcissistic age. One way to confirm this is by looking at the millions upon millions of posts on social media. A narcissist person has excessive admiration of oneself. Palaging preoccupied sa sarili, even believes that the world and God revolves around them. Oh, God created me so that He could meet my needs and make me happy. That God and people exist para sa aking personal benefit and satisfaction. Hindi lamang ito ang katangian ng mga tao sa last days. Ito na din ang katangian ng mga false teachers at ng kanilang mga tinuturo. And Paul warns them, "Timothy, ganito sila." Verse 5, "Having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power." Friends, Paul doesn't just warn Timothy and the church in Ephesus about these false teachers. He is also warning us today. Sa loob ng crossroads, yes. Kilala mo ba sila, Pastor? Hindi. At kung kilala namin siya, we will confront them muna personally. But this is true sa panahon natin ngayon. They say things like, kalooban daw ng Panginoon sa buhay natin ang maging healthy, wealthy, successful, victorious, as prosperous. Yun yung mga katuruan ng mga false teachers. Mga preachers and individual in churches today na nagtuturo that God exists for our happiness, for our satisfaction, for our pleasure. Hindi kalooban ng Panginoon maghirap ka. Hindi kalooban ng Panginoon magkasakit ka, mawalan ka ng trabaho. Hindi totoo yan. Health, wealth, and prosperity, yun ang pangako. Basta lang. May condition. Basta lang. Mag-plant ka lang ng financial seed. And in due time, tutubo yun. Siksik, liglig, at umaapaw. Marami po naniniwala dito. Marami po sa mga kapatiran at iba ng inyong lingkod ay nahulog na dito. Ang tawag sa mga ito ay prosperity gospel preachers. They will flatter you. They will boost your ego. Manipulate your emotions. They will use the Bible out of context just to get your money. Just to get your service. Ano ang instruction ni Paul sa mga nagtuturo ng ganito? Verse 5. Ano sabi dyan? Avoid such people. Now, it doesn't mean na huwag mo na sila kausapin o makipag-relate sa kanila, lalo na kung asawa mo yon, lalo na kung nanay at tatay mo yon, kapatid mo yon. So we need to be really slow and become realist, parang ni Paul. Hindi po ba? Paul is saying, have nothing to do with their doctrine or ministry. Friends, are you supporting ministries like that sa Pilipinas? You have to rethink about kung saan nyo dinadala at sinusteward yung finances nyo sa pagsuporta ng mga ganitong gawain. Paul is saying, have nothing to do with their doctrine or ministry. If they are spreading false doctrine or teachings at church, call them out. Call them out. Huwag mo nang patagalin. You as a member can call this person out. So paano paraan? Kagaya ng sinabi natin sa verse 24-25 ng chapter 2, be gentle, be patient, and loving, and speak truth. So verses 6 to 7, inexpose ni Paul ang mga tactics ng mga false teachers na ito para si Timothy, the church in Ephesus, at tayo dito sa Crossroads ay maging aware sa mga deceptive methods ng kaaway. 6 to 7 of chapter 3. For among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women, burdened with sins and led astray by various passions, always learning and never able to arrive at a knowledge of truth. When Paul mentions about weak women, hindi niya minamaliit ang mga kababaihan po dito, nor he has anything against them. Kung naalala ninyo, he commends ang Lola Lois and Mommy Eunice ni mismo Timothy. Paul loves godly, wise, biblical, discerning women. So anong ibig sabihin ng comment ni Paul dito? Well, ito pong ibig sabihin niya. Literally, may mga false teachers who take advantage of weak-willed women sa loob ng church. These are women na galing sa Greco-Roman culture. At ano itsura ng Greco and Roman culture? Yung binasa natin kanina sa 2 to 5, hindi ba? Galing sila sa ganong kultura, came to know the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, came to faith in Christ through the faithful preaching ni Paul and Timothy, and thus they are young believers. So ang kadalasan po, ang mga kababayan na to are the middle to the upper class women na madalas dalawin ng mga false teachers. And Paul, sa verse 6, gives us 5 things that every false teacher looks out for sa mga easy targets nila. So, ang question, easy target ka ba ng false teachers? Of course, this is not just applicable to women, but also applicable po sa atin lahat. Are you an easy target? Ikaw ba yung parang may cross na nakaganon dito? Madali kang tamaan. Well, tingnan po natin ang diagnostics ni Paul. First of all, false teachers target individuals who lack spiritual discernment. Lacks spiritual discernment. Ito ang mga, kagaya na nabanggit natin, ito yung mga middle to upper class mga women, mga mayayaman. Madalas silang dalaway ng mga false teachers ito pag nasa business trip ang kanilang mga asawa. They come to tickle their ears, which means they only teach yung mga bagay ng gusto ng mga laman, ng mga kababaihan ito. And they are being discipled by these false teachers. These women lack biblical truth and knowledge. Their hearts, their minds, and wills ay hindi pagano biblically formed by the truth of God's Word. Hindi pa sila gano ka-spiritually discerning. Kaya easy target sila. Friends, listen. If your mind has not been formed
and shaped by the truth of God's word, you are an easy target. Madali ka mahuhulog sa deception. And by the way, ang karamihan ng mga false teachers sa panahon natin gumagamit ng Bible. Gumagamit po ng Bible. And they twist it. That's why we urge you to take every opportunity dito sa Crossroads, every opportunity offered to each one of us to learn God's Word and to be with God's people. Take advantage sa binibigay sa atin ng Panginoon. Attend the equipping class. And we are about to, next week na yung last season ng ating Lord. So, makahabol pa ho kayo. I think we're going to talk about prosperity. Tama ba, Pastor Jason? O, tinitignan ko lang kung nakikinig kayo. Stewardship ng finances. Might as well. Di ba? It would be a good heart check kung ako ba ay mapagmahal na sa pera. Or how do we steward yung ating finances? So come next week. Learn. Prayer meetings. Come to our quarterly prayer meetings where we saturate our prayers with God's Word and the Gospel. Come sa mga community groups where we study the passage ahead of time and we do one another sa loob ng maliit na group na yon. Take advantage sa mga ito. Go to one-on-one discipleship sa mga ibang tao. Yung corporate gathering natin every Sunday, I praise God for your faithfulness. Keep on. If you're a member of the church, do not miss the family gathering, which is the members meeting mamaya at 1:30. Kung meron kang schedule, I encourage you to cancel that. Okay? Once a week, family time, 2 hours max. You can be an encouragement sa kapatiran. And you are also giving an opportunity sa kapatiran to encourage you. We need one another to remind of the truths of Scripture. Take advantage. Huwag po natin palagpasin because the enemy false teachers know their Bibles well. Lack of spiritual discernment. Those type of people are easy targets. Second, false teachers target individuals with guilty consciences. May mga nagawa silang marahil mga kasalanan sa nakaraan that lays heavy burden sa kanilang kaluluwa at and because of that, they still feel guilty sa mga nagawa nilang pagkakamali at nakakadagdag pa yung mga sinful passions nila that enslaves them. Their sins weighs them down. They are burdened with sin kaya they try to look for other ways na mawala yung weight ng guilt feeling na nararamdaman nila sa kasalanan. So, dyan papasok ngayon ang mga false teachers. Bubulungan sila ng mga maling katuruan. Christ did not come to die for our sins. Yung low self-esteem na yan, yun ang kalaban natin talaga. Kailangan mataas ang ating self-esteem, ang ating confidence. Ito na yung mga narinig natin ng mga sermons or mga messages that motivates us. With messages of morality and encouragement outside the Bible. Hindi pa nila lubusan na uunawaan ang mga implications ng gospel. That's why. That in Christ Jesus, there is forgiveness of their sins. His life and sacrificial death on the cross had broken sin's power and its penalty. Hindi pa sila ganon kasaturated sa truth ng ganitong gospel. That's why they're easy target for wrong teachings. So meron silang laging guilty conscience. So that makes them easy targets. Kaya mahalaga po to saturate ourselves daily with the gospel of grace. If not, we will believe the lies in our head na nagsasabi sa ating isip. And even tayo, we become false teachers minsan in moments of weakness na walang kapatawaran ng kasalanan ko. Na hindi na ako magbabago. Na hindi ka talaga tunay na Kristiyano. We need to remind ourselves with the gospel at yung ginawa ni Christ on our behalf on the cross. Individuals who lack spiritual discernment are easy targets. Individuals with guilty consciences are easy targets. Third, false teachers target individuals who don't consult the Bible. People who don't consult the Bible. Verse 7, always learning and never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth. They seem to always be interested to learn. Gusto laging matuto, gusto laging mag-aral, and quickly accepts ang teaching without looking at yung Bible. Yung mga yon ay easy target. Easy target yon. Hindi sila tulad ng mga Bereans sa Acts chapter 17. Ano ba sinabi sa Acts chapter 17? Na hindi lamang sila tanggap ng tanggap ng katuruan, kahit galing na ito kay Apostle Paul, pero mo si Apostle Paul na nagtuturo, sinecheck pa nila kung tama. That's amazing. They checked the scriptures to see kung tama nga ba ang pinagsasabi ni Paul. Mga kaibigan, I urge you to open your Bibles every Lord's Day and see if I and other preachers sa pulpit na to are preaching ang tamang gospel. If we are preaching the right doctrines. And if meron man, you have the right to talk to us, confront us with the truth from Scripture. Hindi lahat ng tumatayo sa harapan ay sinasabi ay tama ang theology, tama ang gospel. So wala tayong kalaban-laban if we don't know the Word. Open your Bible. It doesn't matter if it's a Bible app or a physical Bible. Make sure nasa harapan niyo yan every Sunday when someone is teaching. Mag-ingat din tayo sa mga pinopost natin sa social media. Bakit po kamo? Hindi porke galing ito kay Pastor so-and-so, kay Dr. so-and-so, na ipinost niya, ipopost ko gagad without checking. Hindi kasi nakita ko yung pangalan na ito. Yung pala, iba ang spelling. Ano? Na hindi mo sa sobrang sanay ka kay Calvin. Janice Calvin pala. Tapos pinost mo kagad yung kanyang ano. Mali pala yung pangalan. Mali pala yung quote. Kailangan maging ingat ho tayo dyan. Hindi porke galing kay ganito. Porke kay... Ito nga galing kay Paul Tinek. Sino ba naman yung mga tao pang kausap natin, mga kinikilala natin, tinitingala natin, na kung saan solid ang theology. You yourself discover from Scripture. Tignan ninyo kung tama nga ba ang sinasabi ng mga mamang ito o ng mga alin na ito. Kasi kung alam mo tayo mga Pilipino, mapagtiwala tayo eh. Tama po yun. Magandang attribute po yun ng mga Pilipino. Pero kailangan maging pagkaluluwa ang pinag-uusapan dito, salita ng Diyos ang pinag-uusapan, kailangan nakabukas po ito. Kung hindi ko sigurado, lumapit kayo after the service. And I am encouraged by most of you. Pag meron kayong hindi clear sa nababasa ninyo o hindi, gusto nyo i-clarify yung sinabi ng preacher, you immediately approach the preacher and I praise God for you. You're being a Berean. Ituloy niyo yan. Basta maging loving and kind lang sa approach. Kasi yun ang sabi ni Paul, di ba, sa chapter 2. Gentle, patient. And you have been gentle and patient. Thank you. Pero open the Word. Huwag po tayo basta-basta nagpo-post. Huwag tayo basta-basta nagka-copy and paste. Sometimes we do that for us to look smart and spiritual. Check your heart before posting. And check yung ipopost ninyo kung tama pa ito sa hearts ng mga taong makakabasa. So verses 8 to 9, Paul continues to warn Timothy and the church in Ephesus by once again calling out two men. Pansin ko every chapter may dalawang lalaki kino-call out, ano? Hymenaeus, Philetus yung last week, yung dalawang mahirap i-pronounce two weeks ago. Tapos ngayon, meron pang isa, meron pang dalawa. Paul continues to warn Timothy about these men seeking to corrupt the church with their deception. Binanggit yung pangalan ulit. Mahilig mag-name call si Paul, ano? Kasi he's so concerned sa purity ng gospel ng church. He so loved the church na ayaw nilang mahulog malinlang mga tao na ito sa mga mamang ito. Si Jannes and Jambres. Mga lalaki po ito, ha? Ito yung mga traditional names ayon sa Hebrew Talmud na mga magicians who oppose Moses sa Exodus chapter 7, which is yung binasa kanina ni Pastor Jason. Tuwing gagawa ng miracle si Moses, ang ginagawa ng dalawang magikero na ito ay tinatapatan din nila ng mga, sa pamamagitan ng kanilang magic arts or trickery. Pero after ng dalawa sa 10 plagues, hindi na nila naituloy sa ipakatlo. Dahil hindi na nila kayang gayahin. Hindi nila kaya i-produce yung pinoproduce ni Moses na galing sa Panginoon ng miracle. That's why sabi nila sa Exodus chapter 8, verse 19, "This is the finger of God." These magicians were exposed as counterfeits and were cast out from the courts. A picture of that final court where all false teachers and all false prophets will face that judge and will be exposed and judged on that final day. Ang sinasabi ni Paul dito ay maaaring hindi kagad mapapansin ng mga false teachers na ito. Maaaring sila ay may anyo ng pagiging makadiyos. But they will not come far. Because God knows who are His, nalala niyo last week, and He will protect His own sheep to live apart by His love. Actually, kung babasahin mo ang listahan ng verses 2 to 5, it does remind us of something, hindi po ba? Yung mga negative characteristics. Nung binabasa mo ba ito, or nung sinasabay mo yung pagbasa kanina, wala ba ka bang naaalala? Wala ka bang naaalala sa binabasa mong yon? Does it remind you of something? Does it remind you of someone? You know what it reminds us of? Us. Hindi po ba? It reminds us of ourselves. Friend, before we could ever avoid such people, we have to first acknowledge that we are such people. Before we can identify them, have you identified yourself as one of them? We love ourselves too much. We love money. We are proud people. We enjoy hurting others. Intentionally or unintentionally. We break promises. We enjoy sinful pleasures more than we take pleasure with God. That's our true nature. If you are here this morning, at habang binabasa natin ang passage ito kanina, you feel that the Lord is convicting you of your sins, and all throughout your life, you're trying to appease the guilt na nagawa mo sa kasalanan mo from the past by attending church or churches regularly in Dubai. Nagbibigay ka ng malalaking halaga sa offering kung saan ka mapunta o sa charity. Gumagawa ka ng mga mabubuting bagay sa iyong kapwa. Mga kaibigan, kung itayo ito, then our sins will never be forgiven. Our guilt will remain. We will not have peace with God, and the guilt will forever be in us. Because hindi po yun ang paraan para magkaroon ng relasyon sa Diyos. Hindi po yun ang paraan para mapatawad sa ating kasalanan at magkaroon ng kaayusan sa harapan ng banal na Diyos. Kung tayo po ito, hindi po mangyayari yun. Pastor, paano? Paano magiging tama sa harapan ng Diyos? Paano magkakaroon ng kapatawan? Paano mawala itong guilt na ito na matagal ko nang hawak-hawak pa? Dala-dala pa. Bit-bit. Well, tanungin natin si Robert Laurie. Tutulungan niya tayo maunawaan ito as he writes an 1876 hymn. And let me read it to you. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Beautiful hymn, powerful hymn, a truth that will lead us to repent from our sins and trust Christ. Friends, Jesus Christ is the God-man who is the only one who truly loved the Father. Jesus had been tempted by every sin known to men, but did not sin. Not only is he obedient to his earthly Father, he was also obedient to his heavenly Father and Heavenly Father. On the cross, all of our sins were imputed to him. Lahat ng mga nakalista na ito and more were imputed to him on that cross. All of our self-worship, all of our materialism, our arrogance, our immorality, disobedience to authority, loving pleasures of this world, lahat. Oh, that wonderful cross who took our sin and shame. Jesus gave his life on the cross to pay for the sins of evil people like you and me. And on the third day, he was raised to life for our justification. Friends, mabigat yung 2 to 5, hindi ba kasi this describes kung sino tayo. Pero kung sino tayo, ganoon naman ang kabaliktaran ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo. Yet he was crucified on that tree as if he was the criminal. And that's the criminal's cross, taking our sin. There is an invitation, mga kapatid, to turn away from our sins and place our faith in this Savior who died on the tree for us. Repent and believe. Ngayon na alam na natin kung ano itsura at taktika ng kaaway, mga kaaway ng gospel. Ngayon naman, we ask the question, how are we to counter itong opposition na ito? We are to counter it by continuing to hold on to the truths of the gospel that we have learned and taught. Which is makita natin number two and last. A call to faithfulness. In contrast sa mga sinabi ni Paul patungkol sa mga false teachers, Paul encourages Timothy by telling him that he is a faithful gospel minister. This is one way of Paul encouraging him. You are a faithful gospel minister. How he has listened to every instructions na binigay ni Paul. As Paul begins to give the last of his words or instructions kay Timothy, he exhorts him sa verses 10 hanggang 15. Ano ang exhortation niya? Follow me. Be a good discipler. You have followed me. Praise God. He is to emulate Paul's life. Be ready to follow. Tulad ng sinabi niya sa mga Korinto, tiga Korinto sa 1 Corinthians 11:1, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. Or follow me as I follow Christ. Malinaw po yun. Hindi nila susundan o ifa-follow si Paul if he is not following Christ. Follow the very things that are Christ-like and what he has learned from Christ. That's what a disciple is. A disciple follows people who help them follow Christ. Yun po yun. Kung papansin ninyo, mga binanggit ni Paul sa verses 10 to 11 are in contrast, stark contrast sa mga nabanggit kanina sa 2 to 5. Kagaya ng mga false teachers who led so much Christians away. Now let me discuss a few of them. First of all, sabi niya, Timothy followed Paul's teaching. Nakita niyan sa verse 10. Timothy followed Paul's teaching. He did not proclaim a different gospel. Kahit sa kalagitnaan ng pressures outside and inside the church, he did not change his gospel. He faithfully preached God's word. Friends, a true follower of Christ will proclaim ang tamang gospel, will listen to the right preaching of God's word. There's no business para sa isang tunay na mananampalataya na mag-entertain pagdating sa turo ng salita ng Diyos. There's no business para sa inyong makinig sa mga entertainers who calls themselves pastors. You're not here to be entertained. You're here to be edified and give God glory. Second, Timothy followed his life. He followed his life. Maaring naalala niya ang sinabi ni Paul sa mga taga-Korinto, which is yung nabanggit ko kanina. Hindi lamang niya pinaniwalaan ang katuroan ni Paul, sinapamuhay din niya ito. And he followed how he lived. Friend, let me ask you this in terms pagdating sa discipleship. Ano? Do you have someone who is discipling you already? Is someone investing in your life right now? Someone who can point you to Christ and someone you can follow as you walk with Christ? If you need people like that in your life, which is you need people like that in your life, and you don't know kung sino sila, just ask. Open your directory. Look for someone na kung saan na nakikita mo ang kanilang life na naglalakad ng tama sa Panginoon. And ask them. Eh, Pastor, hindi ako tinatanong, ask them. And if someone, if you think you have certain maturity and you can offer something sa ibang tao, it's time for us to talk to them. Talk to them. We always say, let's not be SSS Christians, diba? Saved, seated, and satisfied. We should be pouring into others. Ang tunay na disciple ni Christ lives like his master. Ang prayer ko sa ating crossroads ay hindi lamang tayo maging listeners of the truth, but a congregation that applies the truth. Third, Timothy followed his aim in life. Ano ang aim ni Paul dito? You can see that sa verses na yan. Isa lang ang purpose ni Paul, and that is to bring the gospel to the Gentiles as far as he could. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7 tells us, "For this I was appointed a preacher and apostle. I am telling the truth. I am not lying. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth." Handa na si Paul ibigay ang kanyang buhay for the sake of the gospel, so that many would come to a saving knowledge of Christ and worship God. Yun ang concern ni Paul. He's targeting yung calling niya, tsaka yung target people group niya, yung mga Gentiles. Of course, kung may mga Jews sa congregation, he would minister to them as well. Pero ang goal ni Paul is to bring the gospel as far as many places that he could, so that many worshipers will join him worship God. Di ba dapat ganun din ang ating heart? That we want more people who will join us worshiping the true living God. So ang question ko sa iyo, kaibigan, ano ang purpose mo kung bakit ka nandito sa Dubai? If ito yung aim, if ito ang purpose ng Panginoon kay Paul, kay Timothy, sa atin, anong ginagawa natin dito sa Dubai? Is your purpose in life in line with the mission that the Lord gave us, and that is to make disciples of all nations? You see, Paul is no lover of self. He is a lover of Christ and his purpose. Ang purpose ni Paul is to preach Christ so that many Gentiles will glorify God, and he is willing to suffer for it. Friends, are you willing to follow Paul and Timothy's purpose in life? Are you willing to suffer inconveniences in order to see someone come to faith in Christ? Fourth, Timothy followed his faith. Timothy followed his faith. Alam ni Timothy na mahalaga ang faith, and so he imitated Paul's bold faith. He didn't just believe in Christ, he made bold steps of faith, katulad ni Paul. Trusting Christ in everything sa kanyang life. Fifth, Timothy followed his patience. Paul was patient, so Timothy was patient. Now, witness ni Timothy ang patience ni Paul sa mga tao, even with those who are difficult to deal with. Si Paul ay patient sa mga struggling Christians, but he is also patient to those who oppose or persecute him. And now he exhorts Timothy to do the same. Patience ay isang patunay ng ongoing work ng Holy Spirit sa isang mananampalataya. Ang isang disciple ni Christ ay patient. Kasama po yan sa fruit of the Spirit. Ito'y bahagi ho doon. We are to be patient with one another dito sa crossroads. We have to be patient with one another, lalo na if meron tayong mga disagreements. Patient with those who are struggling with sin. I know there are times that there are brothers and sisters na kung saan na paulit-ulit. And we become impatient. Remember Christ. God through Jesus Christ was patient with you. Is patient with you. Na hindi niya tayo, hindi tayo nakapagpatuloy sa buhay natin dati. So isa sa mga marka yan ng isang tunay na mananampalataya is patience. When you pray for patience, be ready. Susubukin yan. God will give you opportunities to exercise patience. To a point na magre-reklamo ka na. And then, papaalala sa'yo, di ba nag-pray ka ng patience? Are your patience being challenged sa panahon na ito? Sa mga tao na nilagay ng Panginoon sa buhay mo? Just remember, ito yung motivation mo. Just remember how rebellious you were sa harapan ng Diyos. He extended mercy, grace, and patience. He saved you. You don't deserve, I don't deserve to be saved. But we did receive mercy. Be patient sa mga tao na sinashare natin ng gospel. Be patient sa mga tao nagre-rebelde. Be patient with the Christian na kung saan lagi nagfo-fall into sin and then babalik ulit. Walk alongside them. 6, Timothy followed his love. Na-experience ni Timothy mismo ang pag-ibig ni Paul sa mga letters na pinadala ni Paul sa kanya. Na kahit na nakakulong si Paul, he still thinks of him and cares about his concerns. That's true gospel love, a love that thinks of others first, bago ang sarili. And Timothy emulated this love. At di lamang yan, truth and love always come together sa isang Christian. Yun po ang marka ng Christian love. Hindi pwedeng i-divorce ang truth and love. If you love someone, hindi mo papabayaan siya magpatuloy sa kasalanan. And so you speak truth because you love. But you also speak truth with love or in a loving way. Hindi po ba? Yes, it's loving to speak truth kapag nagkakasala ang kapatiran, but we should also speak it with a motivation and tone na may pag-ibig. Kasi ang love natin is an informed love, informed by God's word. This means if someone who is in sin, it is biblically loving to confront that person. Friends, every Lord's Day, we are given an opportunity to emulate Christ's love by serving and caring ang mga kapatiran dito sa Crossroads every Sunday. So don't miss that opportunity after service. You have a wonderful opportunity to show Christ's love. So don't miss out on that opportunity. Is there someone you love na kailangan mo i-confront ngayon na nagpapatuloy sa kasalanan? Is there someone na alam mong discouraged na kailangan mong makausap or ipag-pray after ng service? Show some gospel love. Huwag tayo magmadali. 7, Timothy followed his perseverance. Alam natin by the Lord's grace, Paul has suffered the most suffering kumpara kay Timothy. Makikita po yan sa 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Let me go there. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 32. Just to give you an idea kung anong suffering ang pinag-uusapan dito ni Paul. And let's look at verse 23. Are they servants of Christ? I am a better one. I am talking like a madman. With far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings, and often near death, 5 times I receive at the hand of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. 3 times I was beaten with rod. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. A night and day I was adrift at sea. On frequent journeys in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship through many a sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure, And apart from other things, there is the daily pressures on me, on my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is made to fall? Am I not indignant? Talk about suffering. Friend, and here's the good news. The Spirit, the very Spirit that Paul has for him to persevere, is the same Spirit that lives in us for us to persevere the Christian life. The Lord will cause us to persevere as we continue serving Him in the gospel ministry, as we continue to trust Him. 8, Timothy followed his suffering. Nakita ni Apostle Paul that Timothy also suffered as he followed Christ just like Paul. You know, kadalasan kapag nakikita natin ang mga mahal po natin sa buhay na nahihirapan or nagsasuffer, ang ginagawa po natin, in short, ang ginagawa po natin ang lahat para lamang mahinto yung paghihirap na yon. Lalo na sa mga anak, di ba? Pag nakita mo naghihirap, gagawa tayo ng paraan para hindi sila mahirapan. Pero iba si Paul. Iba si Paul. At least kay Timothy. When Timothy was suffering for the sake of the gospel, Paul goes, keep going! Tuloy mo lang yan! Keep enduring! Keep enduring for the cross! Follow me in this area of suffering! Be a disciple. Manifest these characteristics. Maring ang first time nagkakilala si Paul at Timothy ay nasa context ng Acts chapter 14. Ano ba ang context ng Acts chapter 14? Well, simple lang. Si Paul nagpipreach sa Lystra, sa city ng Lystra, at binugbog po siya ng taong bayan. Stoned him, beat him up, at binato po sa labas ng city, left for dead. Tinayo siya ng mga kasamahan niya, pinagpag, siguro after a few moments, bumalik, nag-preach ulit. Ang tibay ng mamang ito, ano? Paul endured that suffering upang, and here's the beautiful thing, Paul endured that suffering upang makarating yung gospel na yan sa city ni Timothy. And here he comes saying, Timothy, endure suffering. Hindi kaya nanariwa sa isipan ni Timothy yan. Alam ko nung ginulpi siya eh. Bong-bong barangay na bong taong bayan, nakita yun eh. And then ang dami nakakilala sa Panginoon because of that. All the more, magtutuloy din ako. I will follow my discipler. I'll follow my mentor. I will follow Christ who suffered for our sins. Kasi lahat ng sufferings dito sa mundo, mga kapatid, if done faithfully for the Lord, is nothing but a pinprick pagdating sa eternity. Makakalimutan natin yung paghihirap na to. There's an encouragement, an exhortation to continue suffering for Jesus. There's another thing. Kung si Timothy ay magpapatuloy sa ministry, sa Christian life, ito yung last exhortation ni Paul sa kanya sa section na to. He must remember the truth of God's word. Sabi sa verse 14 to 15, Paul's encouragement kay Timothy, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you have learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Paul encourages Timothy to remember and live according to the word of God. It is through God's word na lalaman niya ang daan patungo sa kaligtasan. It is also through the word niya madedepensahan ang mga flock na pinagkatiwala sa kanya. No disciple can be called a disciple of Christ if he doesn't feast on God's word and applies it sa kanyang life. Hindi ka pwedeng tawagin na follower or Christian.
Kung tayo ay mag-grow sa ating, mag-grow to spiritual maturity, if we want to be more like Christ, if we are to persevere, protect, and pass on God's Word and the Gospel to the next generation, we need God's Word for our own souls. Prayer and Bible reading and Bible studies are the regular means na ginagamit ng Panginoon for us to grow in Christ's likeness. Prayer and Bible reading. Don't expect any other thing, anything else. We are to grow in our personal reading of the Word. It is through the Word we train men to be future pastors. Sabi dyan, it is sufficient, yung Scripture, for us, for sufficient for what? Teaching, to reproof and correct. Anong difference ng reproof and correct? Reproof is telling something they're wrong, someone they're wrong. To correct is telling something that is right. These are both two things that we train and we look at God's Word for instruction, for training in righteousness. If you are not feasting on God's Word, fathers, you got nothing to offer to your family spiritually, of spiritual significance. If you're not feasting on God's Word, lalamunin tayo ng false teachers. If you're not feasting on God's Word, you are probably feasting on something else. At lalabas ito sa bibig mo, sa decision makings mo sa buhay, sa spending mo, sa aims mo in life. You need God's Word. If you need someone who will help you with God's Word, again, the application is the same. You just need to ask. Again, may we, dito sa Crossroads, be spiritually discerning. Discerning so that we would know kung ano ang false teacher from a true preacher ng salita ng Diyos. May we be reminded that as this church go through future or coming or coming persecutions or challenges, may we be encouraged with the truth na itong Crossroads, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. This is Jesus' church. False teachers will one day be exposed. They will be revealed and they will be judged. They will not have the last word. God will have the last word. And ang exhortation ko sa ating umaga, feast on the Word. Feast on the Word and share the Word. So lahat kayo can feast together. And this happens regularly every Sunday. As we end, let me remind us that the local church is called to continued faithfulness. You're called to continue in the faith. Continue in the right gospel in difficult times of godlessness. Let's pray. Thank you for your word, Lord. Your word is a light to my feet and a guide to my path. May we be people who will consume your word daily so that we will be able to be fed well in knowing yung will mo sa amin, that we would know yung will niyo sa amin, so that we would be fueled in serving others, that our worship will be fueled by the truth of your word. Lord, I pray that you would protect Crossroads from false teachers. I pray for the preachers of Crossroads, including myself. Would you help us to grow in the Word? Help us to have teachable hearts, but also sharp eyes and ears to hear and see if there are any wrong teachings, that we would be quick to address, protect the congregation. May Crossroads continue to be a beacon of light dito sa Deira, sa Dubai, and beyond. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.